So today's talk is called Chasing Your Own Tail, meaning T-A-L-E, your own story, chasing it. So last night, I came home after seeing a wonderful play, musical, beautiful is what it was called, because it's Carole King's. And it was just extraordinary. And I sat in the moment, I thought, oh my gosh, you know, I'm so enjoying this present moment. What an opportunity to have this incredible experience, to be here in this physical reality, watching people perform and use their talents in this beautiful setting, and just loving every minute of it. In the past, I've made myself sit in things that I didn't like and told myself I should like them. Like, I loved going to the symphony for the first half, but after intermission, I was done. It was like, then I found myself, sit, be still, don't cough, be quiet. And it really wasn't my thing. It just wasn't my thing, you know, and that's okay. Because my thing doesn't have to be everybody else's thing. Like, there's a big gun and weapon show today. You're not allowed to bring loaded weapons in. Good idea, I thought. And I thought, wow, who's going to go to that? We have over 500 tables. And I'm thinking, a lot of people go to that. It's not my thing, but it's their thing. And I can be okay with that. They're fascinated by old war weapons and things like that. So when I got back last night, I thought, you know, I would love to just go for a walk, and I live in a neighborhood where you can walk to the dry cleaners and the store and stuff in the park. And so I thought, well, I'm going to get out. It's a little getting a little brisk, but I'm going to walk. And I was enjoying it. But then after I went to around the park and to the dry cleaners, and I got my change back and I got my cleaning, I walked home. And I got into a story where I've heard some stuff just recently about people that don't even know me and were saying stuff. So I was saying, boy, I would really like to tell them this, that, and the other. You know, but I'd like to soften it so it doesn't sound like I'm too bad as I do it. You know, and I'm sure this is going to work. This is going to totally change their mind about me. That always works, right? So I'm thinking these thoughts, you know. And I get home, hang the cleaning up, reach in my pocket to get my $12 out of change, and it's gone. And I thought, well, that's kind of weird. I'm going to go retrace my steps and try to find out where that $12 fluttered out of my pocket. So I went off chasing my tail, chasing my story. And after I was walking for a while, I said, what was I thinking when I lost that $12? Oh, I was thinking about how I was right and they were wrong, and I was going to tell them what's what. And that's where I was, in that energy. And I just got a $12 fine. Okay? And that's all I need. Thank you very much. I don't need 100 experiences after it as I go round and round with the tail. I don't need it. So I changed my tail right away. I decided that tail was not going to wag my life, but instead that I was going to say, whoever finds that $12 really needs it. And they've been thinking how wonderful it would be if money just appeared. And they're going to pick it up. And what I did was just now, I cooperated with the universe. And nothing can take my good except if I withhold it with my thoughts. And everything is just fine. So I've started in my life, and as many people know here, connecting the dots between what was going on in my mind right when that thing happened. What was the original seed that I planted before that experience? And then I'm back in my power. I'm back in my personal responsibility to choose my thoughts. Things aren't just happening to me randomly. That's not how it works. We're always being guided to find the highest story, the best tale we can find about something. And that tale will always be a tale that works for everyone, everywhere. All the time. So we run through a whole bunch of possibilities of stories. They're right, I'm wrong. They're wrong, I'm right. We go back and forth, back and forth. And even as we move into this time of listening to a lot of, I guess you would call them political debates. Never heard these before. These are different ones. Have a lot of body parts involved and things like that. So, but as we listen to it, and as we try to choose which one, we need to understand that all we need to choose is a world that works for everyone all the time, everywhere. And we don't have to worry about a personality making that happen, because that's not how it works. It works from within and shows up without, and it doesn't matter. We don't get caught up in it. When we get caught up in it, tail wags dog. And we get upset, and we get argumentative, and we debate with other people. We think horrible things about the people that we're looking at. We tell ourselves there's not a good candidate. What are we going to do? We go into all these stories, and all of a sudden, the tail, the story, is wagging you. That's just a small example. I had somebody call me the other day who has a sweat lodge down 2 hours away and invited me to come. And I said, you need to know something about me. I'm not long-suffering. And he said, you are not a good candidate for a sweat lodge. I said, I know I'm not. So in this journey, what we do is we begin to learn what and who we really are. And not just this one person got it and the rest of us can't get it, but that exactly the same thing is working through all of us all the time. That's why we don't just quote the Buddha. We quote Dr. Seuss. His makes as much sense. You have brains in your head. You have feet in your shoes. You can steer yourself any direction you choose with your story. Because thoughts in this physical reality are so important. And the creative energy, which we call God, spirit, love, whatever you want to call it, will act upon whatever story you run through the mill. And if we don't pay attention to that, it looks like some other story just landed on us, as opposed to, I was thinking not so nice thoughts about some people, or I was trying to get by with something. I was trying to make myself look good. I was trying to do whatever. And everything brings us back to, you're already good enough, and your good is already here. Relax. Chill. Rest in that. Know that. Know that whatever you chase will elude you. You will continue to chase whatever it is, because you're not built to chase. You're built to receive. And you're chasing, you're actually running away from the very thing that you desire. You think you have to chase after a relationship, the perfect job, the perfect environment. You think this is all work. You think you need to be long-suffering. And you don't. You can live in joy in the present moment. You can walk outside and feel the sun on your face. And you've just forgot and took it for granted. You can inhale a breath. You can hug another person. You can sit with friends. You can be with family. You can just be. And as you elevate your thoughts about who and what you really are, you'll be in alignment with all of your good. And it will come in from unexpected ways. You'll go, oh my gosh, where'd that come from? But you have to make a choice. You have to let go of one story so the other story can come in and build that story and follow that story. So if we find ourselves going round and round in circles about something, don't look at the circumstances anymore. Look at the thoughts. Because that's what you're chasing. And the truth is, all we really want, we think it's things, we think it's a certain person, we think it's a certain job. All we really want is relief. That's it. We just want to go, oh, I'm there. It's good. I'm good. That's really all we want, is the relief of feeling at peace and having joy and being able to be present for this experience and for all those that are sharing it with us. And to remember that as soon as we have a story against another, we're actually always going to chase our tail, because in reality, behind this illusion of separateness, we're all one. So we've just told a story on ourselves when we do that. Does that make sense? Erase this body, and we don't see anything, but there's just a wonderful energy here. And it's not disconnected. That's huge. We have to see past the illusion, and we have to begin to see that all of these things, when we're chasing something and we're hitting our head against the wall, these vicious cycles we call them, is really just a wonderful, loving wake-up call to us. It's shaking us and saying, it doesn't have to be this way. Can you find an empowering story that works for you and the other person? Could you just respect that their journey is as important as your journey, and that this is the experience they need over here, and this is the experience you need, and you've learned what you needed to learn, and they're learning what they need to learn, and that you're cooperating, you're giving each other the $12 that you're dropping. And it's all good. We say the words, what we resist, persists. We like to say that in New Thought all the time. What we resist, persists. What we're against, persists. It continues. Why? Because our energy is going that way. We're taking pure God energy, pure creative energy, and putting it on what we don't want. We're taking all that incredible, incredible energy and putting it on the very thing we don't want. And we're not thinking over here about what we do want. And so we're so surprised when it keeps happening. It's like, it's so unfair. That is so unfair. It's so obviously wrong, right? Then why isn't it changing? Because we're chasing our own tail. And the real answer is, could you please create another story about this situation? Could you please believe that no matter what happens, it's leading you to your good? Could you believe that I can't see behind the scenes, and I don't know what's growing underground, and I don't know who's thinking what on the other side of the world? I have no idea, but I know that the good is unfolding. Because what is within me is within everybody. But I first have to recognize that I'm good. I have to be really comfortable with that, that I am good. And I don't need an outer person to reflect that. Nobody has to say pleasant things to me for me to know that. Because if they do, and I need that, then that means I don't really know it. So if we find we're selling off parts of ourselves so that somebody else can think better about us, there's one within us that knows exactly what we've done. And we'll start chasing that tail. Emmett Fox, I thought he was just so wonderful. And I saw this the other day and I thought, you know, tail wags dog. Yes, if we could just remember that. Whatever, but take it as T A L-E. The story is wagging the dog, and all I got to do, this is how hard it is. It's a thought, which is totally invisible, but becomes visible with the amount of energy that we give it. It's totally a thought. It's nothing. And therefore, I have the ability to create a new thought, which is nothing, that if I give it energy to, will become something. It's that simple. Isn't that great? Wow. Are we not like blessed? Isn't this incredible to understand that we chose to come in here to wake up to this, and nothing bad is going on? We haven't done it wrong, but this is how we learn it, by chasing our own tails. And that's what I wanted to talk about today. Thank you very much.